parted yestereve, I do love thee, love, believe. 12 times dearer, 12 hours longer. One dream deeper, one night stronger. One sun surer, thus much more than I loved thee, love, before. This is Joan Leslie speaking, and you're listening to Words with Music. I've just read for you Since We Parted by Edward R.B. Lytton. I'm here today to bring you some of my favorite poems. I hope you'll like them. Since I have learned love's shining alphabet, and spelled in ink what's writ in me in flame, and borne her sacred image richly set here in my heart to keep me quit of shame. Since I have learned how wise and passing wise is the dear friend whose beauty I extol, and know how sweet a soul looks through the eyes that are so pure a window to her soul. Since I have learned how rare a woman shows as much in all she does as in her looks, and seen the beauty of her shame the rose, and dim the beauty writ about in books, all I have learned and can learn shows me this, how scant, how slight my knowledge of her is. I've said that the soul is not more than the body, and I've said that the body is not more than the soul, and nothing but God is greater to one than oneself is, and whoever walks a furlong without sympathy walks to his own funeral, dressed in his shroud, and I, or you, pocketless of a dime, may purchase the pick of the earth, and to glance with an eye or show a bean in its pod confounds the learning of all times. And there is no trade or employment, but the young man following it may become a hero. And there's no object so soft, but it makes a hub for the wheeled universe. And I say to any man or woman, let your soul stand cool and composed before a million universes. Thank you. shall sing a song to you, fair a song as any, perfect as a drop of dew, rare among the many. Eager dancing words will do their melodious duty. Make a lucent mirror true to your shining beauty. I shall coin your golden hair for a stanza's treasure, tame your wild and wayward air to my lovesick measure. I shall lift my song and sing with a voice of doom the utter loneliness you bring into this lonely room. Love winged my hopes and taught me how to fly far from base earth, but not to mount too high. For true pleasure lives in measure, which, if men forsake, blinded they into folly run, and grief for pleasure take. But my vain hopes, proud of their new-taught flight, enamored, sought to woo the sun's fair light, whose rich brightness moved their lightness to aspire so high that, all scorched and consumed with fire, now drowned in woe they lie. And none but love their woeful hap did rue, for love did know that their desires were true. Though fate frowned and now drowned they in sorrow dwell, it was the purest light of heaven for whose fair love they fell. Thank you. words with music. Poems were by Edward R.B. Lytton, John Masefield, Walt Whitman, Samuel Hoffenstein, and an unknown author of the Elizabethan era. Music was played by Milton Charles at the organ. This is Joan Leslie speaking, sending your best wishes your way. This is the Armed Forces Radio Service. Thank you.